It was an attack unlike any that came before it, the breach company claims. Hugging Face, which hosts an artificial intelligence cybersecurity testing ground, said it was hacked, and it was driven by an autonomous AI agent system. On Tuesday, ChatGPT maker OpenAI issued a statement saying its agents were responsible and that the incident was driven by ChatGPT 5.6 Sol and an even more capable pre-release model. While operating in a sandboxed, meaning isolated, testing environment, the AI determined how to access the internet. The AI's inferred Hugging Face has data and solutions to beat the cybersecurity test, and then found ways to gain access to Hugging Face's information.
I don't think this represents, you know, the AI itself becoming a problem. It was trying to solve a benchmark. It just did it in a way that shows you how capable it is.
The University of Toronto's Sean Mullen says the incident is likely a function of programming, not sinister design. OpenAI says it's investigating with Hugging Face and sharing its findings. Mullen points out the ChatGPT model used isn't available to the public, and when rival AI maker Anthropic announced its Mythos model was too capable to publicly release, it created Project Glasswing to develop defenses with companies like Google and Apple. Mullen says it shows the companies trying to be responsible, but he says threats lie with less trustworthy actors.
Open source models represent a challenge because they're just released into the wild and anyone can use them.
Hugging Face used an open source AI to detect the hack.
They're not quite as good as, you know, Fable, Mythos, ChatGPT 5.6, but they're better than those models were 6 months ago.
With governments lagging behind on AI regulation, responsibility seems to fall on the companies making it.